What's up, Atlanta? Happy hump day with Turtle here with you for the full four on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 6 to 10 weeknights here on The Game. An absolute ton to get into. Of course, we'll continue our Falcons conversation as we always do. We'll talk some NFL. One quarterback doing something that not only makes your head scratch, but kind of makes you understand perhaps why this dude ain't playing right now because of his antics. We'll explain that coming up. Some Hawks conversation. Guys, there is a preseason Hawks game coming up in a matter of days, and I am excited. I think the Hawks are going to be a really fun watch this year, and I think they are going to be, I'm going to say it right now, a top five seed in the East. We'll ask Caleb Johnson if he agrees. Playoff baseball going on. If the Yankees and Red Sox game is anything like it was last night, we're in for another treat. That was a lot of fun playing, watching along with y'all last night. And then, of course, Dodgers and Reds get started after that one gets finished. But we got to start in the obvious place. I know. Most of us knew this was coming. Most of us. I think there was a small contingent out there that thought that there was a real possibility that Brian Snicker would be back as the manager next year. And I'll let you hear from him. He spoke a bunch of really, really awesome comments about his time here in Atlanta and his decision-making and everything. So that's coming up in just a second. But my initial thoughts, I think this was the obvious move. I think this was the correct move. And I think all parties involved did the right thing. Brian Snicker, his family, the Braves. You could tell with how emotional Alex Anthopoulos was speaking at the dais. The organization announcing that with no haste, he will be put into the Braves Hall of Fame. You can tell the amount of sheer respect by all the players that were in attendance. Guys, the season's over. Most of these guys are gone. So for the fact that some of them came back to wish Snit well was awesome to see. But at the end of the day, we all know sports is a results-oriented business. And the Braves this year were not good enough. And yes, injuries played a huge part in that. But I think we can all sit here and say, that it didn't look right. It was a tick off this whole year. There were a bunch of blunders made by Snit, uncharacteristic. For as pristinely is the word I'll use, he managed in the postseason in 2021, it was just a real departure from that this season. There were moments where he seemingly was unaware of things that were going on in his own dugout and on the field. There were moments where poor decision-making was made. You had to replace a third base coach. You had a public airing with your superstar player, we'll call it. However you want to make that situation for whatever it was, we're over it now. And it didn't feel the same. And Snit, that takes away from me absolutely nothing. You know, my first full season here in Atlanta was 2021. I came in November of 2020 is when I moved here. So the Braves season had just wrapped. We all knew what happened in that COVID season. And then 2021 was my first full season watching Braves games day in and day out. What a treat that was, huh? My inaugural Braves season, they won the whole thing. And I was like, wow, what a special time to be a Braves fan right now. And they unfortunately haven't been able to reach those same heights since. They've been very good. They had a team with the best offense in the league. They had a team that won well north of a percentage where anyone thought. And then they had a team like last year where they were decimated with injuries, but Snit was able to do his best job and help them fight, scratch, and claw their way into the postseason. So it's been a little bit of everything in Snit's tenure as manager, but obviously, the thing we'll all remember most is hoisting the trophy in 2021. So Brian Snicker, obviously today is a day to reflect and remember his legacy here in Atlanta. It's cool to see him go off into the sunset and, you know, with his head held high and maintaining a status within the organization as a senior advisor. But he'll have a lot more time to be with Ronnie and the kids. And that's, we know how important that is to him. And, you know, he's 70 years old. It is what it is. I mean, listen, these guys, you know, don't manage forever. Eventually, you got to determine when it's best for you and your family to enjoy the glory years. And again, I'll use the term ride off into the sunset. And that's exactly what he's going to do. Everybody, he has not lost one minutia of support and faith and goodwill with the organization. He will forever be remembered as a winner, as a lifer, as a grinder, as a 50-year coach and manager. 50-0. No, I'm not saying anything out of turn here. You heard me correctly. 50 years of being a coach in Major League Baseball. And he's just going to be remembered as a special man that was able to connect with players young and old and had a pulse on his franchise and what they needed to do to maintain the status as one of the best teams in baseball. And that's what they were under his watch. So we'll hear a couple of things from Snit. Then I want to talk to you about the Braves because I want to know where you think we're at right now, Braves fans. We haven't talked about the Braves in a while, obviously, because it's football season A. And B, usually we're competing Braves postseason versus Falcons, Georgia Tech, Georgia football. Not so much this year. So the Braves have kind of faded out of the limelight and the spotlight for a little bit. But with, you know, the Falcons on the bye week, and we'll talk plenty of Falcons tonight. But, you know, I thought tonight would be a good night for us to talk on the phones for a little bit about the state of the Braves and where they are. But first, let's hear a little bit from Snit. The first thing I want you to hear, he said he knew back when he signed his latest extension that that was going to be his last deal.
You know, 3 years ago, I signed the extension. And this, you know, when I signed it, this was to be my last year. And I was kind of excited about it because I thought, well, you know, it's going to put a reality to it. And I was really good with it. I was very appreciative that, you know, I never thought I'd manage one day in the major leagues, let alone 10 years.
And that's really cool. Like I said, an absolute lifer in the minor leagues, just somebody who lived, breathed, ate, and slept the game of baseball. And at the end, he was rewarded with it with a great tenure here in Atlanta to be the man. And he brought a World Series trophy home here in Atlanta. He also got a little emotional reflecting on the organization.
I never thought I'd hoist a trophy or be around a group of guys that that makes this so special. Because, you know, it's about the players. And we've been fortunate here to have probably the greatest group of players, coaches, the whole building is, and I said this after we won the World, it literally takes a whole building to do something special. And I've been blessed to be around great people within the Atlanta Braves organization.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you can hear him getting emotional there, just how much the organization means to him and everybody involved. And we'll hear a lot more from Snit as we move throughout the show. But what I want to know from you, 404-726-0929, how do you feel about the state of the organization right now? I think this organization is going through more change this offseason than they have in a long time. You'll obviously have a new manager. You're going to have to remove and interchange out a lot of roster components. We talked to Grant McCauley about that last night. The shortstop position, is Kim going to come back? Is Ozzie going to come back? You're going to have to restock your bench. Your starting rotation is going to need a pitcher or two. Your bullpen's going to need a pitcher or two. How do you feel about the state of the Braves right now as they hit the offseason and it's going to be a lot of change coming this offseason? 404-726-0929. And obviously, if you want to share a thought on Snit, please do that as well. So let's talk a little Braves tonight. We'll obviously talk Falcons later in the show, so don't you worry, Falcons fans. You know I always got you on the flagship station for Atlanta Falcons football. But to start off the show tonight, I thought it would just be an interesting exercise. Let's talk about the state of the Braves. Brian Snicker's moving on. What a wacky year this was with all the injuries and missing the playoffs. So how do you feel about where this team is right now? Do they rebound and they're right back in the mix next year, or is this thing going to take a minute to reset? What do you think? 404-726-0929. We'll talk a little Braves baseball next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas tonight.